waterworks and pensions. Fed up of getting ripped off by the privatized utilities? No wonder 83% of us support nationalization of water. But please spare a thought for the workers at United Utilities who are also getting ripped off by absentee shareholders greedy to increase their profits at the expense of workers' pensions. These workers, who are out in all weathers, are currently having to strike, or work to rule simply, to defend their agreed pension scheme. A company attack on the defined benefit scheme would see some workers losing thousands of pounds a year in retirement, while wealthy shareholders see their dividends rise even more. The inevitable company attempt to plead poverty is laughable. Only in November they announced a 13% half-yearly increase in profits to £342 million. The outcome of this battle will affect us all, because it is part of a generalized assault on workers' pensions by big business, which will leave the next generation more dependent on the tax-funded state pension, set to be the worst in the developed world. The OECD warns that a typical retired worker in Britain will receive a state pension and other benefits worth only about 29% of their previous wage, compared to an average of 63% elsewhere. Only with a decent private pension will this come up to 60%, still below average. Companies and politicians have used rising life expectancy as an excuse to justify their attacks on pensions and increase of the retirement age to 68. But this has now peaked, and is going into reverse for some social groups due to austerity and attacks on the NHS and social care. Professor Doraling warns that, if the trend continues, people in the UK will have the lowest life expectancy in Europe, with a larger proportion dying before, or soon after, receiving a pension. One thing is for sure. Without these workers supplying us with clean drinking water and safely taking away our sewage, our life expectancy would be decades lower. So let's all give them our support and their unions our solidarity. Brent Kennedy, Carlisle Trade Union Council, Chair,